This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Well, guys, we're awaiting the Warriors announcing Steph Curry's update tomorrow. That's what I imagine Steve Kerr is going to tell you guys coming up in a couple of hours. We do have a look ahead to tomorrow's injury report for game number 5. Steph Curry is officially listed as out for tomorrow's game.
Okay, there you have it. Yeah. So now it's in ink. What many have already sort of been throwing around out there, based on what's been not only said in the media, what I think is also evident just by watching him walk around in life, but now the official injury report is there. Steph Curry is out and will not play in game 5.
Okay, and now it's official, and I'm not surprised at all. We just had this conversation where if you reevaluate somebody on game day and they've been out for more than a week, they're not going to play that night. That doesn't happen, and you're not going to risk his hamstring, if he plays with it, maybe iffy 50-50, and something really bad happens to it, and now he's out 3 to 6 months and he has surgery.
Wow.
What are we even doing?
I mean, 50-50 to me, also, you're talking about a hamstring. So, like, if you sent Steph Curry out there tomorrow night, he's not going to be Steph Curry.
Right.
He's not going to be Steph Curry. Here, let's jump this to the front of the line, because I think we have a caller that wants to specifically talk about this. Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. What's up? What you got?
I just refuse. I mean, I'm in the state of denial, man. But I'm just like, dude, there's no way he's not playing. Like, give him a limited, dude, like the NFL, they give him limited, like, you know, runs or carries or passes or whatever. Man, he's going to play, dude. I just refuse to believe the competitor in Curry is going to sit there and watch his team lose. He could, man, tape your leg up, homie. I'm the one to tell you. It's do or die. You ain't got to play the whole game. At least throw it in 5 minutes. You can't give it a go for at least a quarter. It's a wrap. I respect that. There's no way he's not going to touch that floor tomorrow, man.
He's going to touch that floor right underneath those chairs that they sit on over there on the bench. Nick, I want to give you my phone number so that you can text me at tip-off tomorrow night, and we'll see if you believe it then. Like, I mean, not only is he already listed as out, I mean, you've got to acknowledge that just because he is Steph Curry doesn't mean he's got the ability to go out there tomorrow night and look like Steph Curry. You don't want half of Steph Curry to play, do you?
But I'm saying he can go for 5 minutes.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, my God.
All right, there goes Nick. What the hell just happened?
We may have to save that whole piece right there. This call will be recorded. Oh, my God.
Even the lady on there thought 5 minutes was just a ridiculous idea.
Well, and
Siri's like, you are wrong. Thank you for calling.
And for those who are not old enough to remember, and I remember because I was almost two, but the Willis Reed game, 1970 NBA Finals, where he trudged out on the floor and we all rhapsodize about the Willis Reed game. He played 27 minutes, but he scored 4 points. Yep. So he was out there, kind of, but if it wasn't for, Walt Frazier leading the Knicks over the Lakers. The Willis-Reed game is a little bit of a misnomer.
What was the final score? How much did they win?
113-99.
Oh, so they didn't even need his 4 points.
No.
Man, what a gravy trainer.
The logo with 28 and a loss.
Yeah.
That Wilt was 21 and 24 in a loss.
Kind of the logo's thing to be an all-time great and barely ever win it.
One ring.
Yep, exactly.
One out of 11.
He's like your boy Aaron Rodgers.
R-E-L-A-X.
Relax. All right, let's go to Trevor in R-O-H-N-E. Never mind, Bonner Park. Hi, Trevor.
I liked it.
What's up, Trevor? What are you doing?
Spelled it all the way out, man. Come on.
I know I could have, but I was like, we're going to run. I'm going to take all of Trevor's time if I keep up with all these letters.
Well, let's not do that. All right. So, guys, I want to just kind of emphasize what that game looked like compared to game three. And the reason why I feel like, yeah, this is definitely a wrap. I don't think Steph Curry's going to get a chance to come back. Is just the defensive level and the effort level out there that I saw, whether it be Draymond Green getting older, and you guys are right, the legs, I mean, if the hair doesn't give it away, the legs definitely do. The defense wasn't there at the end, as well as the first half of the quarter. And it's a collective effort, right? There is no guy. Everybody knows that. You guys know that. We all know that the Warriors don't win games this year before Jimmy Butler, for sure, unless it's a collective effort. There is no one guy that's going to go out there and get this done. There just isn't outside Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler's not really doing it. So, I mean, you don't have Curry. You got three games you got to win in a row. It's not going to happen. If they win next game, great. I really kind of feel like it pretty much is done next game. But I think really what it comes down to is what when I called in before and I was talking about defense will keep you in the game, but the defense, in my mind, at least in the second half, the defense really tapered off. The first half is okay. They were in it. But as the second half came through, it's like everything just kind of like collapsed. The scoring stopped, and then instantaneously right after that, the defense stopped. And I don't know. It was a perfect storm. But, guys, it's a collective effort, and it's just the collective effort isn't there right now. And unfortunately, to me, that makes it feel a lot like it's over. I said I wasn't going to doubt the Warriors again after the Rockets, but this is a little different.
This is different.
This Timberwolves team's too good, man.
Well, and Steph Curry's out. So, yeah, Trevor, I get it. I will say one thing. I'll push back a little bit on, quote-unquote, the collective effort is not there. I do think the effort is there. And here's one thing I've always thought about NBA stars. When offensive stars in the NBA get going, there's no stopping them. You can't stop them. The Warriors were great defensively against Anthony Edwards out at the three-point line. They were right there. He was too good. How about that Julius Randle turnaround at the end of the shot clock? Brilliant defense. Absolute.
Just a chuck.
Eyes closed, chuck up, and hit nothing but the net. Randle was on.
Yep.
Edwards was on. They both went 30-plus. Ain't nothing you could do.
Yeah, I do think, to his point, you got late in that third, early fourth, and I could kind of see the dauber was down.
Well, they gave up. Yes,
right.
That I agree.
And, you know, Draymond had a couple of chances where the Draymond that I know would have at least tried to inflict a little something on Rudy Gobert near the rim, and there was two hoops that Rudy scored in the second half. One was an alley-oop right over Draymond's head. The other one, Gobert catches it low block, and Draymond kind of sidles over to him, puts an arm into him and one hand up. The Draymond I know down 15 or 17, you're going to challenge that a little bit more aggressively.
Yeah, but at the same time, and I know kind of where you're coming from, don't you think? I mean, people would have been mad at Draymond in his situation if he goes out there and does something flagrant or a technical.
I get it.
Like, why? At that point.
Well, if he thought that the game was still winnable, he would have. But
maybe.
I'm perceiving is like, we're down 17. Let's just get out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.